Welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode. As you might have noticed on this podcast, I've approached different industries that exploit animals in our current system, such as the dairy industry or the egg industry. Today, I want to go into the honey topic and the honey industry. A big misconception, and even among vegans, some of them, is that honey is vegan. Now, I don't really know how people come to this conclusion, but I really wanted to approach this and kind of dispel this myth that honey is natural for us and healthy and good for the environment, and that honeys do that willingly, and that, you know, I just want to approach all the different arguments that people have in favor of honey. And in order to do so, I will divide this episode into different parts. First, I want to make a quick introduction, description of honeybees and how complex they are, how complex their behaviors are, so that you understand why they are important and why you shouldn't exploit them in any way. Then I want to talk more about the honey industry and go deeply into the different practices that are done in order to take honey from bees and to then sell it onto the market. Then I want to go more into the process of making honey, the natural process of bees when they make honey. How does this happen? Then why consuming honey is immoral and certainly not vegan. And finally, I will conclude this episode by introducing a notion about the environmental impact as well. And more. Of course, at the end, I will link different sources of information that you can consult, that you can just search on your just by yourself. If you want to deepen your research, feel free to do so. There is nothing more powerful than doing your own research and just getting it from safe sources, and so that you can make informed decisions. And that's one of my goals with this podcast. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. Just like us, bees are living sentient beings. Not only are they highly intelligent, but they are also very highly organized, and they have complex social behaviors that I will approach more deeply into this episode. They are one of the most collaborative insects in the world. As a matter of fact, thousands of them work together to build and sustain a colony in their home, which is called a hive. Bees have a brain about the size of a sesame seed. So you might think, with such a small brain, how do actually bees know what they have to do to keep balance in their hive? And it's all a matter of a genetic makeup. As surprising as it might sound, queen bees do actually have the quite magical and fascinating capacity to designate the sex of their children. So depending on how many males and females there will be in the hive, then they will both complete different tasks that will bring this harmony in the hive. So if this little introduction doesn't leave you flabbergasted, I don't know what will, but surely will I try to make you understand more why you shouldn't consume honey and why you shouldn't invest your money in this industry that is as horrific as all the other industries that exploit animal beings and insects as well in our society. So how does the honey industry work? So right now I'm talking about a more industrial honey companies, honey making people, persons. But then I will approach why it's not okay as well to get honey from small beekeepers. Just I will go to the basic point why it's not okay. But yeah, as far as the big honey industry is concerned, beekeepers order queens, which are mainly artificially inseminated. So they actually they put them in a small tube where they're like really squished, and they insert the semen from the male bees, and those ones were previously crushed and drained of their semen, which is then, like I said, which is then forcibly inserted into the queen bee. So I don't know about you, but just this first sentence for me, this first part of a long list of different practices, really grosses me out. It's totally unacceptable. And you know, whether an animal or an insect has a brain about the size of a sesame seed, for me that doesn't justify doing such inhumane practices to them. As for the queen bees, so when they're ordered from the beekeepers, during their transit their natural habitat from their hive to the beekeepers, on the way they are often injured, and sometimes they even don't make it till the end. They die in transit. Once they arrive, the beekeepers will do something that's very common, which is to rip off the wings from the queen bees so that they don't fly away. Of course, you know, if you want to make profit, if you want to just soak out all the bee vomit, which we'll see later, from those queen bees, you might as well just, you know, do everything you can so that they are stuck in a hive, in a, I don't know, whatever they call the homes that beekeepers make for them, where they keep them enslaved. But yes, that's what they have to do to make sure that their money doesn't fly away. So how do bees, honeybees, make honey? It is a very, very, quite draining process, quite fascinating process that I would never have imagined before doing all the research I did for this episode. And honeybees actually fly from flowers to flowers, which of course I think all of us know, and they suck out the nectar from these different flowers with a tongue-like organ that is called, let's try not to mess up this word, it's called proboscis, proboscis. Then once they've sucked out this nectar from the different flowers, honeybees keep the substance that's going to be made from this nectar, they keep it in their stomachs. And why I say stomachs is because bees do actually have two stomachs. When they get back to the hive, to their home, they regurgitate the honey, also known as vomit or throw up or puke. Yes, you've heard it. They regurgitate the honey. And because they have, like I said, they have a complex social network and they're very collaborative. They actually work together. So one bee will actually regurgitate the honey into the mouth of another honeybee, which then will do the same thing with another honeybee. And they might do this, I think, up to 50 times or even more. So honey is just ingurgitated nectar that's regurgitated maybe 50 times or even 1,000 different times, depending on how many bees there are in a hive. So they puke back and forth the honey from mouth to mouth, and they pass it around from bee to bee until it reaches the place in the hive where it will be stored and kept safe as their main food source. So actually, honeybees visit from 50 to 100 different flowers to fill up their stomach with nectar. That's a huge process. That's a big job. To make about 1 pound of honey, they have to visit about 2 million flowers and fly about 55,000 miles, which is more than twice the way around the world. So yeah, that's quite a big travel. I think nobody has ever done that, even in a lifetime. I think we wouldn't achieve this. I mean, I certainly won't, because I've decided, well, as for now, not to fly away. But getting back onto the topic, and once they arrive in the hive and they're back from this wonderful trip, and very exhausting one, I presume, honeybees do a kind of like waggle dance, which has a purpose, and a quite and clever purpose, which is to tell other bees where the flowers are, where they can get the most nectar from. Yep. So that's the part of on how do honeybees make honey. So now, why is it immoral to consume honey, and therefore why is it not vegan? Of course, you know, explained like this, I think bee vomit doesn't sound like a big money maker. And after hearing this, it might sound gross for you. But honey is actually very natural, well, at least for the bees. And it's essential, it's vital, so to say, because they need it in order to survive. In fact, in winter, it's their source of food, and without it, they wouldn't survive. And yet, we grant ourselves the right to burn their homes, to take their food, to inseminate queens artificially with males that have been, you know, like smashed to get their semen out of their bodies. And there are so many other disgusting practices. But just because as selfish as human beings are, and because obviously it's not as if we already had thousands different sweeteners available on the market, we also have to exploit another species again, as if it wasn't enough to steal breast milk from cows, aka hormone secretions from cows, just as if it wasn't enough to steal eggs, aka reproductive cycles from hens, and flesh and skin torn apart from animal dead bodies, well, we also have to take the vomit from the bees, their food source. Yeah, which is for them, you know, useful, necessary to feed their babies in order to survive, and they actually go around the world to make their food. And we just take it within seconds to top our cakes, donuts, to put it on our face, hair, whatever. We literally put vomit on our bodies and in our bodies. How nonsensical does this sound? And as a last point, you might have thought that honey was actually, you know, by buying honey, you're doing a good thing for the environment, but you're not. When it comes to pollinating, honeybees are not necessarily the best pollinators, as some other insects are better pollinators. And my point here is that we're trying to do something better for the environment because we think that if we, if we keep this system alive of basically enslaving honeybees so that they go to more flowers and make more honey, we will actually do something good, something better for the environment. But we have to remember that in the first place, we are totally fucking up the environment. First, because, you know, we're destroying ecosystems. We're actually in the sixth mass extinction of animals and even of insects. There are so many different species of insects who have disappeared in the last century. We're killing the soils, we're killing the different ecosystems with all the pesticides that we use, with all the feces, the manure that comes from the cattle, from the different animal industries, and that actually is left to go into the different streams and rivers and that finally land into the ocean. We're literally fucking up everything because of our behavior. So in the first place, if you're going vegan for the animals, and that should be the main point why you're going vegan, but think about it, you're also having an amazing impact on the environment. But on the side, if you still consume honey, you're still harming other beautiful sentient species, and you're also harming your planet. So what if we just let these bees quietly do their job, do what feeds them, and just step away, not take it away from them? You might also be surprised to learn this, but honeybees were domesticated, just like pigs, cows, and chickens. They are descendants from native bees who were brought from Europe to America to produce honey for this only freaking purpose, just to enslave them. Native bees are actually 2 to 3 times more efficient pollinators than honeybees. And there are other different beautiful species such as bumblebees and wasps, and we also have butterflies and beetles and hummingbirds who are great pollinators as well. And a common problem with honeybees is that when they are in contact with other insects in the wild, these ones actually die from the diseases that the honeybees brought with them, because, you know, they come from such quite sterile environments. They're not coming from an environment where they lived before that is quite wild and preserved from all the contact with human beings and the pesticides and the chemicals and everything that's sprayed in their environments. So yeah, you have to understand that it's not natural to keep honeybees. It's in fact quite the contrary. So to conclude this episode, and as I don't want to make this one too long for you, let's conclude with this. Honey is the perfect food for bees. Honey alternatives include a date paste, agave nectar, coconut nectar. There are even some amazing vegan honeys. One that I know for sure in Germany is called, it's from the brand Vega Bloom. So VEGABLUM. And it's called Vonisch. Vonisch. I think it's V-O-N-E-G. And yes, like one last thing you have to think about. In terms of environmental impact, who are the most useful species on this planet? If we just ask ourselves this question, we would actually be the first ones to go. If bees' species were to disappear, the detrimental effect on food sources and agriculture would be huge. Right now, we're killing so many species of pollinators. And if all those pollinators were to be gone tomorrow, we wouldn't have any food source anymore. Nothing. And on the other side, if we take humans away, every other living being would benefit. So before granting ourselves the right to violate the lives of others, of other living beings, whether they're human or not human, before we grant ourselves the right to take their food away, to take their babies away, to take their reproductive cycle away, to take their skin away, we should reflect, because when we actually rank the importance of a species' rights when it comes to usefulness, we would be the first ones that we have to wipe out from this planet. Because until now, we have caused much more harm than benefit to this planet. And all the different other species of insects, animals, have deserved the freedom to live here in peace, just as like they've lived peacefully million years before we were here, and this planet was thriving. And look at how it's doing right now. We have almost less than 10 years to actually do something in order to maybe prevent some of the greatest causes of climate change, the greatest catastrophes of climate change. So, you know, if you want to do something now, I can only, you know, highly encourage you to go vegan. It's one of the most powerful tools you have. But also, yeah, I just want you to reflect on the violation of bees' rights when you decide to buy honey. You know, we grant ourselves the right to do this, but if we actually look at their intelligence, their ability to feel pain, their environmental importance, and their right to live free of oppression, their right to not be enslaved or have their food stolen from us, well, that's all you have to know in order to understand that it's not okay to give your money to cause them harm. Yeah. And honey is as far from vegan as it can get. So thank you for listening to this. If you were still consuming honey, I would love to hear how did this episode affect you. If you would still keep consuming honey, and if so, why? What are your reasons to, what are your arguments to keep consuming honey? I'm just very open to debating this with you. And if you have any feedback regarding this episode particularly, or my podcast in general, feel free to contact me on Facebook, YouTube, here, Instagram as well, wherever you can. I would much appreciate it. I will see you in the next episode. Bye bye.